And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Boring Seal and Tommy here in the studio this morning with some of my past experiences.
No, we do need
to talk about stuff here in the Master Gardener's world, because one of my favorite events is coming up just about a week and a half from now. And Tommy, I'm still saying we need to go with a Le Mans-style start for this event, but you're going to line everybody up at the door over at the Baxter County Fairgrounds for this event. Seal, we've got a huge event coming up you sort of talked about a moment ago. It is?
It's our annual plant sale. Last Saturday, April 29th, doors open at 9, but don't come at 9.
Get there around 7:30 or so.
Somewhere early you need to be there. I wouldn't say quite 7:30. I don't think we get people quite that early, but...
I was there at 7:30 last year. Yes, you do.
Okay.
Scott and I were the unofficial counters last year, and we would walk up down the line glad-handing everybody, and I would walk up, I walked up like 40 or 50 people back, and I say, I'm sorry, but from here back are not getting in. And they'd look at me like, oh, who are you, old man? Anyway, Scott remembers that. But do come early. This is an event. People come up to me afterwards, well, Mr. Hagan, I got here a little bit late and there weren't any plans. I said, this is not a late event. This is an early arriving event.
Yep.
And people like Seal, I've got a few plants that I brought, but Seal's probably got over 100 plants that she's bringing. And they're beautiful. I'm telling you guys, this is not Walmart and this is not Kmart. These are nice plants that we've grown in our own gardens, and they're beautiful, and they're fair priced. And anyway, and it's at the barn, the sale barn, not in the education building.
One thing I want to add really quickly: these are grown by our Baxter County Master Gardeners.
You know these plants are going to do well here because we have enough to share with you all.
Yep.
All right, they're going to do well. You know they're going to grow for one.
Right.
You do need to read the labels. Make sure it fits where you're going to put it. Just because it is something you want doesn't mean it's something you should have. Like always, make sure you take a look.
Right.
But one thing I do recommend: if you're not sure if you want something, put it on hold. Yes. We have a staging area where you can hold your plants so you don't have to worry about what you can carry.
Yes.
If you think you want it, hold it for yourself. You can always change your mind.
Exactly.
Trust me, somebody else will buy it.
Yep.
And we don't list a close time for the sale. We close when the plants are gone.
Yes.
And many times that's somewhere between 10 and 10:30.
I was thinking about 9:30. There were pretty sparse populations left of things.
Yes, it is really picked over by 9:30 without a doubt. But we will stay open till everything's gone, so you're welcome to come and join us. We'd love to have you. It's a good time waiting in line. People are all up. Upbeat.
I mean,
they're all ready to power shop through it. Everything's a bargain. There is nothing here you're going to pay a price like you see anywhere else.
Right.
And, we're not in competition with the local businesses. We still want you to go there. But this is something that we use it to support the events that we host in the county for maintaining our gardens. We have scholarships for kids that are available. So your money's going to a good cause, and you're just going to have a good time, and it's good to get out there in your yard and dig.
Well, and one thing I loved last year, Tommy said we got an opportunity to visit with some folks at the start of the event. I saw folks there probably as young as 2 years old that were actually doing shopping, and I'm not going to say the top end of the age. I don't want to guess that number. We saw literally, though, every age group represented out there, and I loved seeing that. There were a couple of kids out there picking out plants. Mom and dad were talking to them, hey, if you do this, this will grow on this side of the house. That means mom and dad are working with the kid. This is for all ages. Anybody that can plant anything is invited to this event.
Well, dad can come bring the kids and pick up something for Mother's Day for Mama, okay?
Hey, there you go. Hadn't thought about that.
All right. I mean, certainly, you can give her early Mother's Day gift, all that kind of stuff, So it's a good time. It's a good event, and it's good for your pocketbook.
Yes.
We have every kind of plant. I can't tell you what's going to be there, but I will guarantee there's something to everything.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be herbs. There'll be bulbs. There'll be grasses. There'll be perennials. There should be some vegetables.
Okay.
There should be some annuals.
All right.
Again, everything is marked. Read the labels.
Yes.
It'll tell you where it grows, what it does, all that kind of stuff. And you'll find more of some things than another. We took a bunch of grasses out of Memorial Gardens at the Presbyterian Church because they were just getting to be too much. I have 50 pots of miscanthus.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Okay.
So those will be priced well.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
And for those that may not know, that is a grass that will populate a smaller area for you. It grows about 3 to 5 foot tall, if I remember correctly.
Somewhere in that area.
Yes.
These are probably closer to 4 to 5 feet tall.
Gotcha. Okay,
all right.
Fantastic.
All right. Gets a nice plume in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
It does well. Doesn't need any maintenance at all. Slow grower. Those plants have been in the ground there, but we've just changed a lot of stuff. It, you know, just like it, you know, when you change your living room furniture and all, you change the way your garden is. That's what we're doing to at the Presbyterian Church, which is why we dug them all out. Gotcha. We're just changing what we're doing.
There you go.
I've got some pink muley grass. You see that over
by
the shed?
Okay.
I see a bunch of that.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of that. Okay. I've got some New England asters. I think I got 30 pots of New England asters coming. And then a little bit of other things, just a smattering of other things I'm bringing. But everyone brings something different.
Yes.
You never know. We never know what's going to be there.
That's
and master
the cool part.
Gardeners are not allowed to pre-shop this event.
That's because Tommy Hagen would buy all the hostas if we had the opportunity.
He would, without a doubt. Everyone has their favorite plant, okay?
Yep.
Master Gardeners, we have our own exchange privately, but we are not allowed to buy any plants at this sale.
And that's the important part of this.
Without a doubt. Yes. We're not going to pre-pick it, so if there's something good there, if you're in the door first, you're the one that's get the first choice.
If I recall, you had an event here not too awful long ago. There's about 50 Master Gardeners, I believe. You said we're providing food for our seminar.
Yes, we had 46 Master Gardeners attend.
46, if each one of those 46 only brings 10 plants apiece, we're looking at over almost 500 plants.
Oh, my goodness. We have between 1,000 and 2,000
plants. Yeah, so we're looking
north
of that.
It'll be a good supply. It'll be a good supply.
Now, I've got over 100 plants myself.
Right.
All right? So, I mean, everyone isn't going to bring that quantity.
No.
But by the same token, you have people that bring plenty.
Yes.
And it does add up. There's some years we've had close to 2,000 plants.
Fantastic.
You know?
And I'm not really sure how that's going to be this year. We've had a little bit of a strange weather year for the last couple of years.
Yes,
and so it has affected some of our gardens and some of our plants' availabilities. But this event right here is all kinds of fun. Tommy and I did get the opportunity to visit with all those folks. And Tommy, one thing that I loved, just walking through everybody, they all had a different idea of what they were looking for over
there
at the event.
You know, you got some guys that are there to get tomato plants or pepper plants or whatever. You got other guys that are looking for bulbs. You got other guys that are looking, like Seal said, for grasses. So and we've got it all, guys. We've got it all. And they don't let me buy one thing. Not one thing.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, that's probably a pretty good benefit for everybody else. I still say that you're missing out on the Le Mans-style start. That would be just great entertainment. But I do want to say,
we'd get somebody hurt, I guarantee.
That probably would get somebody hurt. First come, first served, and get over there, get in line early. We had some really fun conversations, too, as you and I walked up and down the line talking with some of those folks. A couple of folks recognized you by your laugh. A couple of folks recognized me by my voice. But to have those conversations start and just sort of naturally occur there in the line, some great conversation. And you might meet a few friends over there that you didn't know were gardening in their own yard.
And that is what's cool. And like you said, the thing that turned me on mostly was the little guys, the all ages guys.
Yes.
I mean, we got them. I'm almost 80 myself, but we've got them from 85, way, or older than that, I'm sure, down. And everybody, don't come shy, guys.
No.
If you this is not just smile at people and let them go ahead of you. If you see something you want, pick it up, because it's not going to be there very long.
It's not quite the combat shopping you will experience at Black Friday at Walmart, but it's close.
But it's not quite there.
But don't leave it sit if you're thinking about it.
Yes.
It's in your hands if you're thinking about it. Right. Someone will pick it up otherwise.
And do take it to the staging area, because if it ends up in the staging area and you decided you picked up 15 other things and you didn't need the first thing, that thing will still sell. One thing, the event last year ended, I want to say about 10:15 is when it sort of wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking around at what was left.
And nothing.
There wasn't much left. And so at 9:30 or so, I was starting to make my sort of exit out of there. I didn't get out the door right away. A couple folks stopped and talked to me. I was amazed at how many people were carrying out literally armfuls of stuff.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Please bring a wheelbarrow if you're planning on doing that in advance. One of the problems we had, and I say it was a problem, a little bit of a log jam occurred because we couldn't get everybody's plants out the doors to their cars all at once. Mm-hmm. If you have a little wagon you can put in the back of your truck, do so. That would be a great benefit for us out there. Are you going to have the Cross Trail Outfitters folks out there helping out behind the scenes by any chance?
No, we're not.
Okay, I don't think so. But we do have wagons, but it's good to bring your own, because it gets, when checkout time comes and you've got to take your stuff to the car. If you've got
there's so many plants, you got to get them in your car.
It takes time.
There's so many people at once, and we will help you get it to your car.
To the best of your ability,
But there's just a backlog because so many people are there at all at one time to shop. But if you have a wagon to bring, by all means. I don't know that I bring a wheelbarrow, but I think a wagon would be an idea.
Okay. Well, wheelbarrow may need to be hauling me out later after all the celebrations. I'm looking forward to a fun time over there. It all gets underway at what time in the morning on what day?
9 o'clock on Saturday, April 29th.
So let's get on over there and have a little bit of fun over there. This is going to be a fun time over there. Tommy may or may not take a picture. I'm really not certain if he will take any photos of this event over there or not.
You're not sure.
Tommy takes pictures, and Scott and Tommy work the crowd. So we have a good time.
I'm looking forward to this event, Tommy.
I can tell your excitement. And we had a good time. I had a great time last year. I think you did, too. But Seal, everybody, Seal is a war horse. She's got over 100 plants. That's a lot of plants, guys. And it's that sweet of her to do that. And she starts doing this early on, plants them up. And our last meeting, we had pots outside the door that you could take the pots home and plant some more if you want, or put them in pots for us. So they'll be potted well. There'll be labels on them. You'll be identified. So you know what you're buying, and you're buying it at a fair price, and the money goes to a fantastic cause.
Oh yeah, right back here in our community. Right. It is great that we have as many people involved in this as we do, and I look forward to a full house over there here coming up on the 29th. Right now, we're at the point I can go to break on time.
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. We're going to go ahead and tell all you listeners out there, you listen to the morning show this morning, brought to you by your friends over there at AR Ship. If you have Medicare questions, they have Medicare answers. Give them a call today. You're listening to the morning show this morning on KRZP 92.7. It is time to take a quick little break. We'll be back with more here in just a moment. And we are back. The morning show, Mountain Home Radio. I'd love to tell you there's no line over there at the drive-thru at Hardee's right now. I don't know if there is or not. They are getting their grease pits cleaned out over there. I cannot see the drive-thru, but stop on by over there. Get yourself something delicious to eat or drink. All kinds of great food and drink available. I do have Master Gardeners extraordinaire Tommy Hagen, Seal Gasecki in the studio with me this morning. We've been talking all about the event coming up here in a week and a half, but we've got a weekend to get through with some drastically cooler weather here coming up in front of us. I am so happy I didn't take my tomatoes and chilies out yet.
Well, you're smart not to do that. Our average frost-free date is the 15th of April, which means an average. It can still happen afterwards. And this weekend is a candidate. Now, I've watched the forecast for days, and it's gone up and down.
Yes.
It's hard to say what's going to happen, but if you have anything sensitive out there, any of your warm weather vegetable plants, okay?
Yep.
Succulents that you may have put out already, tropicals.
Yes. Oh, especially. Yes.
You may want to bring them in or cover them at a minimum.
Make sure they're cared for.
One way or the other, you need to protect them. Watch what the weather says it's going to do. And pay attention. If you have a place in your yard that you set these that might be a little microclimate that's colder, you need to pay attention to that. Okay.
And you say that. Take a thermometer out in your yard and walk around through there because you will have a few different microclimates. You can see as much as 5 degrees difference in a average
without
yard.
A doubt.
And make sure of that.
Especially if you have open terrain. Mm-hmm. I have a hillside. I'm up on a little bit of a rise. And that cold weather down at the bottom of the hill wants to come up. Mm-hmm. And it will sometimes. Yeah, I've had it. I've got a real fancy redbud down near the bottom of that hill. Okay. And there's some years it gets zapped by frost late. And now the leaves come back.
Right.
All right.
But you lose the flowers.
The flowers may have been gone already.
Okay, good.
Okay, but it'll leaf back out again, but you've weakened the tree.
Yep.
And your tomato plants ain't going to stand up to that. Yeah. Your tropicals ain't going to stand up to that. The succulents, maybe yes, maybe no.
One thing I do know, I've seen a lot of folks at our big box stores here across the area buying all kinds of plants in containers. Might want to pay a little extra special attention to those here this weekend.
Without a doubt. Cover them, move them in your garage for overnight, okay? And a couple days ago looked like we were going to have two nights that were cold. Now it's not so much, maybe one. But pay attention to the weather the night before that morning. Take your stuff, put it away.
Right.
Give it some water first, let it drain, put it in your garage, and take care of it, okay?
Make sure they're wet. Make sure those plants are wet in the cold weather. Mm-hmm. That happened to me last year. I thought I'd have everything watered real good, and some of my plants weren't. They were outside, and I lost a couple of little roses that were in pots because I didn't have them wet. And we had that minus 10 or minus 20, whatever. That's tough stuff.
Yes.
Those guys are. But anyway, keep if those and I can't explain it all to you, but if the plants, if their roots are wet, they're a lot less likely to freeze and
yes,
die.
Yes, exactly. So, anyway. So, yeah, make sure you get a little bit of water on those. I'm looking forward to seeing how my tomatoes come out this year. I've got everything started, and like I said, I was getting ready to take those out yesterday, and I really realized, yeah, maybe a week early. And, yep. Seal, it was your advice. I actually waited an extra 3 weeks this year before I started my tomatoes and chilies because they were well-traveled plants last year. They probably had 5 miles on them before I could put them in the ground, pulling them in and out. So, so I'm
well-traveled.
Well, timely advice here. We've got some weather coming in this weekend. If you got some stuff outside, just be aware that it may be a little bit cooler than some plants might like.
Sure.
So
mm-hmm.
be aware of that. Now, I do want to take a left turn here and talk about something that I think is the greatest thing in the world. For those that know about me, they know that I love everything kid-related. I love activities that involve children. The children are our future.
Amen.
And I love doing things that encourage them to learn, encourage them to grow as human
Absolutely.
Beings. Tommy Hagen has something so special going on. And those folks at the Salvation Army here in our community, Tommy, do a wonderful job supporting our community. Anywhere you go, Salvation Army is wonderful. But they have come up with something. I just love this idea. I'm going to leave this in your hands because, after all, this is your little joy.
This is my joy is exactly right. And I'm on board of the Salvation Army. And about 3 weeks ago, one of the majors came up and said, Tommy, we're going to start we have a kids club for after school reading.
Yes,
but
sir.
We're going to name it the Shella Hagen Book Nook. And it's going to be over at the Salvation Army. And they're going to have an area that they can read to kids after school.
Awesome.
And we're collecting books. And if you want to donate money, we can take money to give to the Salvation Army so they can buy these books for these kids. Shella, my wife,
Wonderful.
Who passed away
yep.
in October, mm-hmm. was a 35-year educator.
Yes.
Loved to read. In fact, the picture I'm looking at says, Wawa, that's what my grand guys called her.
Yep.
And she read to them every time she
awesome.
Was around them. And anyway, I'm getting tears in my eyes. But this is like Scott said, this is a win-win-win. This is for our kids, mm-hmm. and this is for some of the kids that may not have a lot of books at home. They've
right.
got a place for somebody to read to them.
Yes.
And if you want to volunteer to read, we can make that happen too. But
gotcha.
It is a great program.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cool, a great program.
Yes.
So try to support it. If you want to talk to me about it,
mm-hmm.
my number is 430-2091. The major's phone number, Michelle Robbins, is 232-0176.
Yep.
Call one of those people. I left a brochure with Scott, and he'll have the information
yes.
also. And I think he's going to be announcing this. But
oh yeah,
and we'll have a kind of a grand opening on the 16th.
Ribbon cutting coming up on May 16th.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's going to be tears flowing everywhere.
Oh, I guarantee it.
But anyway, that's going to be a good day.
So here's the part that I'm going to take away from this, folks. We need a little bit of help from the community. We need books for children from kindergarten through seventh grade. If you can see free, if you've got kids that are maybe a little bit older than that, maybe they're a lot older than that, maybe they've gotten out of the house, get those kindergarten through seventh grade books over there to the Salvation Army. Give our kids a leg up. The reason the Baxter County Library has 1,000 books before kindergarten, we know how important it is for these kids to have this education. Tommy, I love that Shella's going to be memorialized in this way. It is fantastic.
Makes my heart. She's smiling from heaven. I can tell you that.
Smiling
from heaven.
I guarantee you, the smile in the picture right here in my hand is nothing like the smile on her face right now.
There's no better investment in our future than investing in our kids.
Amen.
Plain and simple.
Thank you, Tommy. You waited till she finished saying that. I'm going to pull that sound clip out. I'm going to play that one here going forward. I love that phrase. That. So we're all out of time. We've got a plant sale coming up.
April 29th. See you all there.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Always a great time to have you two here in the studio. Looking forward to seeing all you folks out there at the plant sale coming up here. Oh, I don't know, about a week and a half from now. Tommy and Seal, always great guests. Appreciate them stopping on by. As for me, I'm getting ready to roll on out the door, but I will be back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great Wednesday.